Who can guess? Let me try. I'll give you 10 bucks. Why do you come on your horse? Only one reason, my friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no time for detail. I can sit here till Isha with you and we make Taraweeh and then we go home. Allah Jalla Shan opened the door for this man in 1984. And it was he himself. When I started this trip, Mr. Amra, starting from the plane, and then, you know, all that steps that I explained now, shukr, I did all that. No one told me. I thank him for inspiring me to make his shukr. And what was the result of that? Again, Allah's ni'mat. Mufti A.K. Hussain says sometimes, Mu'amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Allah's favors, share, announce it, share with the people. So they can also appreciate. What happened? The result of that amal, amra, was I have gone there so many times I forgot. I lost count. Umrah in particular. And all was the result of the shukr Umarji I made that time. And up to now, whenever we go, we do the same thing. See? Just now I went and came back. Madam says, let's go for Ramzan Umrah. I'm sharing something with you. I said, no way, my Hajj class is most important to me. Bilal, our station manager of Adan Samana, we want to go Ramzan, up country for 2 weeks. I said, count me out, Hajj class most important. Umarji, can you remember we had a chat also in the office? Eh? And guess what happened, Ahmad? At the airport, I am offered a complete return package with me and my wife, Ramzan. It was a big test for me now. I was talking too much. My Hajj class more important. Eh? And what happened? I had to sacrifice you all. And I said, that mocha can't come again. And you will remember Maana Larry telling you in the bayan last week or the other week, because I heard the recording. And jazakallah to this man for recording for me. I wanted to hear what the man said. Jay and mashallah, I appreciate all that he spoke to you. One important factor, you all got short memory. He told you all, this Hajj is your first Hajj. Do your best to avoid any kind of misconduct. And you know, you fail now, you won't get second chance. The Hajj is farz only once. Namaz is farz every day. Keep moving. You messed up one namaz, no problem. Next one is there for you. Put that one right. Hajj, you mess up once, you cannot repair, rectify again. And I have heard so many Hajjis. Plenty. And I'm also guilty. Al-man, Allah, please. You know, I didn't do this and I failed to do that and Allah, but inshallah, next time I'm going to do it. Forget it. Forget it. It's not going to happen. So, you must do your best. And you know, we are thankful, we have to thank Allah that in your, your service provider, what do you call it, travel agent, quite a few of them have got very good ulama. TW has got Mufti A.K. Hussain, the best. You look at the Malik brothers, they got Mawlana Venkat. Then you get the famous Khidmat al-Awam, they got Mawlana Musa Alga. Right. And Cape Town got their ulama. But we are the Durban guys. So any of these three you are taking, mashallah, you are safe. Because all three ulama are tops. Each one. Each one is good. And they will try to make sure that your entire Hajj must be performed in a manner that Allah will then, you know, give maqbooliyat. So please, if you got any doubts, you must consult them. They are there to serve you people, the ulama, in terms of the ilm and the advice. So never feel shy. Take advantage of them. Because you want to make sure I do it right. And remember, Hajj is once in a lifetime journey. When I look around here, I see about maybe 6 people with grey beard like mine. And the others I see all youngsters, mashallah. How old are you, boy? Maaf.
63.
Mashallah. Why I'm asking you? Go back when you were 10 years old. Make it 15. Make it 20. Come on. Go back 40 years. What can you recall? Somebody sitting here maybe. Those who went for Hajj were never young people. Can you remember? Those who went for Hajj were never young people. And if you take South Africa, how many people went for Hajj each year? A handful. In my entire Miaba, I'm a Miaba, I'm proud of it. My entire Miaba Khandan, one person went in Hajj in 1950, my grandfather. And for years after that, Icona, not one. No. What am I telling you? It took them a lifetime to save and save and save. And unlike now, by breakfast and supper there. If they must travel from Durban by boat to India, if you all don't know. And from India at Bombay, there is a Haji boat. There are about two or three there. That takes you to Jeddah. And from there, Jeddah, you're going by camel. Forget the trucks. You're going by camel. I can remember one day, Safi Siddiqui on the radio, you know, mentioning his experience when his father, he said, my father took me when I was a small boy. And he said, I can recall we sat on the camel from Jeddah all the way. Come on. Alright, let's carry on. People, that was the background. The most important sabah, I took half an hour on that, is make Allah's shukr. That's one point. Second, now let's get to the next point. Moana has covered Medina, he has covered a brief overview of Umrah itself. I still got a few facts of history of Makkah first before we proceed to the main talk. Because the history is something you won't get in a hurry. The other talk, inshallah, the seminar coming now, you'll be there, ulama will guide you, you'll be taken by the hand, etc. See, understand something. Kaaba is in Makkah, am I correct? Allah in the Quran says, the very first building that Allah ordered to be constructed on this earth is in Makkah. Makkah is the old name for Makkah. What is the building called? We know it as Kaaba, am I right? Inna awwala bayt wudiya linnas dalladhi bi Makkah. It is the first structure to appear. Just follow what I am saying. Before land and sand appeared on the surface, the entire globe was covered in water. How long? Scientists never spend that time exploring. We won't even think, we won't waste our time with that. Allah then ordered sand to appear on the water surface. And sand did appear in a form of a small bubble. And Allah then says, spread out, and the land spread. Different directions. The exact spot where the bubble appeared, that's exactly where the Kaaba is standing. And Kaaba is called Kaaba, you know why? If some of you know Quran here, Allah says about wuzu, you know, wash your face, your hands, and make masa of the head. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ Kaaba. Look at the word. And wash your feet up to the ankles, two ankles. And one ankle is Kaaba. I told you, I look at your ankle, in the bubble there. Umarji, bas. That's why it's called Kaaba. Second point. There's a kitab called Virtues of Hajj by Sheikh Zakaria, another important kitab to carry. Excellent book. It really picks you up and gives lots of, you know, virtues of Makkah, Medina, and so on and so on. Now, in there, you'll find a brief history of the Kaaba itself. Long story short, one report says Farishtas built the Kaaba. That Kaaba got damaged, Adam alayhi salam rebuilds the Kaaba. He's the first human to build it. That Kaaba remained for many, many centuries till Nuh alayhi salam came, the flood came, Mr. Zakaria, and Kaaba is gone. Okay? After the Kaaba is gone, after Nuh alayhi salam, two Nabis at least came in the world, and then comes Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, and he's ordered by Allah as the Quran, you reconstruct the Kaaba. And Quran says, we directed Ibrahim to the site. Okay? And he now reconstructs the Kaaba as the Quran. When the Kaaba is now completed, he makes many duas there. Most important dua was the first one. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samil alim. You know, I'm talking, building the Kaaba itself so simple. What is simple? If I can indulge, when Allah said, Ibrahim, build the Kaaba, there was not one brick there. No tools, no aids to construct, no, what do you call those things, scaffolding, nothing. Just build. And I'm searching for the answer. Allah alone knows how long it took him to build the Kaaba. Father and son moved different direction, looking for suitable size and shape, rock, and they brought it. Some years back, why this is for you? You all don't listen. I'm climbing up this Jabal al-Sawr, and as I'm going up, at different levels, I saw beautiful Wendy House size structures. Not with brick, with rock. You know, you get the slate kind of rock. It was so beautiful. I took some pictures. I may have lost the pictures. I said, Subhanallah, Allah, you know, you brought me on this mountain. At least I can have an idea what the original Kaaba must have been like when Ibrahim had built it. Our belief, mashallah, you know, it's precise. The bricks. Now you look at that. Okay. Excuse me. Kaaba is now built and ready. Then it's Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna. After he did the job complete, you and I will say, hey man, look at this, I put my collar up, I put this structure up. What is Ahmad? I know of guys saying, hey Moana, you know, this mosque, I built it. Proud, eh? That kind of attitude, the whole amal of yours rejected. No man built a masjid greater than Baytullah. It was an honor for him to build it. And it took him a long time. You know, go up and down, keep one, you know, one rock, bring and come, suitable size and shape. Acha, you all know this. He's got no ladder, no scaffolding, and he just started doing it. He never asked Allah one word, where's the bricks? Where's this, where's that? He just got on the job. He comes to a level now, where he cannot go any higher, you all know that, eh? So he put one rock there and on that. Now, he went one round. You can't put two rocks on each other, boy. You'll fall down. So what does he do now? When he reached the point of helplessness, Allah, I did whatever it was in my power. Now Allah, how do I continue? Allah sent a special rock. Take, the job is now done. And here's the best part. It's complete. Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا. What's it? You all know it? تَقَبَّلْ. Say it loudly, don't feel shy. Because they're going to make dua loud. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah, accept from us our effort. Very important lesson here. Any make amal you do, no matter how small, you stop by the robo, one beggar came past, you took one turan and gave Bismillah. Sadaqah you gave. Allah accept my sadaqah. So at every turn, whatever amal make this, Allah accept from me. Rabbana. And they did the greatest task, teaching us. He had humility and there's it. When the Kaaba got ready, they said, Allah, now that the building is ready, What are the activities connected to this building? So the words of the Qur'an, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. Allah, now show me the rites. He made more dua, no time for that detail now. But just one line I'll say with you. He made one very important dua. Allah, up to now, my son and I have been completely obedient to you. You make sure, Allah, until death, we remain totally obedient to you and never be disobedient. That's the meaning of that verse. And then he make one dua that was never made by any Nabi before in the past. Allah from us, meaning Ismail, produce a nation that will be ummate muslima, that will be obedient to you. And more important than that, send in that offspring of ours a Rasul that will come from them. He didn't know it at the time, Ibrahim. He was actually making dua for our Nabi to come. That's a long bayan, so I don't want to go there too much. Let's go back. The Kaaba is ready.